This is CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature which delves into the realms of the extraordinary. Most of us dream every night, and those that say they don't likely just don't remember. We still don't really know what dreams are exactly. A modern idea is that dreams are simply successions of images and ideas that occur involuntarily during certain stages of sleep, or perhaps they just rehash daytime dilemmas, releasing the stress of, or finding the solutions to, our daytime conundrums. A more historical and even ancient idea is that dreams are omens, spiritual channels of information from ancestors, guides, gods, and even demons. Many cultures have and do believe that at least part of our souls journey during slumber, reconnecting to God, engaging with healing sources, meeting with guides, or just travel around as ethereal tourists. I agree with it all. I think during sleep we do a variety of things. I have had astral dreams, future dreams, reoccurring dreams, dreams where I seem to be living through a story or a movie. I'm also pretty sure I regularly attend some sort of school at night, and I even had a dream where I met myself in a different form, and the different form me explained how it was possible to be me and inhabit my body while also being me and inhabiting this much different form standing, well, right in front of me. I once had a dream that a human woman, who, during the dream I suspected to be an extraterrestrial, asked me all sorts of weird questions and then told me I'd not remember our nocturnal meeting. I told her I would remember, and the next thing I knew it was morning, and guess what? I remembered. I felt very proud of myself, even if it was, you know, just a dream. So I've had most every type of dream out there, I think, and I've come across references all over the place for each type I've experienced, except one. And that bothers me a little. In this dream, I'm floating on my back at the end of a wooden dock when all of a sudden I'm being extruded like so much liquid plastic or frosting from a pastry tube from out of my body and into another body that is all of a sudden floating upright right next to me. I can feel my essence, my soul, my spirit, my ectoplasm squeeze and bulge as it exits my body and enters into this new human body, which looks and feels exactly like my old body. And then, snap! I'm looking out of my new eyes at my old body floating right in front of me. I quickly have the following thoughts. I care nothing for this floating, empty shell. Oh my God, a dead body. They'll think I've killed someone, even though it's me. Should I hide it? And then, why, if I'm getting a new body, haven't the powers that be made it A, younger, B, thinner, and C, healthier? I bet this new, old, new me, I thought resentfully, still in the dream, also has cholesterol issues. What's the point of changing bodies if there is no improvement? And then I had this idea. Perhaps my old body died, and the powers that be, for some reason, need me to stay a while longer in this, physical matter reality. If so, an identically flawed but new body would make some sense. At some point I woke up from this dream and wondered, what the heck did I eat last night? Jeez. So, I've never encountered another dream like this, until the other day when I was listening to a far-fetched interview with someone who says he's over 100 years old, though he looks no more than 40. This is because, he says, every once in a while he's taken off planet to work in a secret space program. As he's gone for years, when he gets back, he's given a new body, or rather one which looks the same age as his body did when he, last left for work. They also insert him back into his departure time-space, so that to everyone around him, he's not been gone at all, nor aged at all. Regardless of this space program thing and the time travel idea, I caught my breath when this guy talked about being put into new yet otherwise identical bodies to hide the fact that he'd been away. He was describing my dream, and it gave me chills because, for him, it's not a dream at all. It's a reality, and it's a reality that could be hard to wake up from. What do you think? This is CJ Kinney for Esoterica. Thanks for listening.